Blackstone Publishing presents Vicious Vows by Nicole Conway. This book is read by Aaron Moon and PJ Oakland. To Jennifer, WB, Heather, Sarah, and the rest of the Eldrick fan club. He agrees he's the superior choice. Zeph gagging in the background. Part 1. Josie. Chapter 1. I was going to punch somebody. Probably Zeph, after this was over, of course. Sweat dripped from my brow and stung my eyes. My hands squeezed my revolver's leather-padded grip. I clenched my teeth. This was supposed to be a simple eviction. Easy stuff, even for me. All the evidence and information the family had sent to Hank pointed to a Bogle or Sylph that had taken up residence in the children's wing of a local hospital. The site was under a heavy renovation, so there weren't any patients, nurses, or doctors around, which was good. The fewer people caught in the crossfire, the better. The construction workers had already been spooked off the site 3 times by shadow men, missing or moved tools, and being pushed off ladders. We were in the clear. Hopefully, anyway. As scary as all that sounded, especially when Eldrick read it in his deep, monotone voice at our mission briefing, it wasn't exactly out of the ordinary. Most fairies, be they Bogle, Sprite, Dryad, or even a full-fledged she, love mischief like that. Usually it was harmless fun that sometimes got taken a little too far. But on the rare occasion there was something darker at work, I liked to be prepared. And no one had said a freaking word about this. All around, a curling white fog played tricks on my eyes in the near darkness, making me pick out shapes that weren't actually there as I crept through the hospital. The heavy plastic tarps lining the halls crunched under my feet. More were taped over doorways and windows, and the sharp smell of fresh paint stung at my nose. Sawdust from the construction powdered the floor, and there were boxes of tools and piles of raw materials like lumber and laminate flooring stacked everywhere. Wires dangled like vines from missing ceiling tiles. Something blurred past on my left, just out of sight. My heart jolted in my chest. I took a breath, and then another step. Focus. I had to focus. Get it together, Josie. Now was not the time to start losing it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?